Great to have you with us on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. Well, today we're going to start by talking about the over 800 acres of unexpected green space near Milwaukee. Our guest, Eddie Daniel, he's a Milwaukee-based photographer, writer, arts educator, written a number of books. His latest is The Milwaukee River Greenway, A Wealth of Nature in the Heart of the City. We'll talk with him about the amazing history of the area and how the city managed to preserve so much green space. And, of course, we'd love to hear from you. Do you use the Milwaukee Greenway? Do you have questions about its history? I hope you'll join in. Maybe you have a green space sort of like this in your city. If you don't live in the Milwaukee area, you can give us a call. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, or send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Eddie Daniel, welcome. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you, Larry. It's my pleasure to be back with you.
Yeah, it's been a while, so it's good to hear your voice again. Let's talk about that Milwaukee River Greenway. It takes up, what is it, 878 acres?
Approximately right, yes. It's an amazing amount of land right in the heart of Milwaukee.
Yeah, and talk about how it runs. It runs along 6 miles, isn't it?
No, it's closer to 8 miles, between seven and 8 miles. And it runs from Silver Spring Drive on the north to just below North Avenue on the south.
And it's a relatively, well, the river's always been there, but the Greenway itself has got a relatively new addition to Milwaukee. How did this all happen?
Well, the Greenway, as a named entity, is about 15 years old, which is, as you say, pretty new. But the land that makes up the Greenway has been around for a long, long time. In fact, much of it has been left undeveloped, which was part of the reason why we were able to preserve it and turn it into what's now known as the Greenway. And part of the history of that is that the area along the Greenway was once underwater. There was a dam just below North Avenue, which is where the Greenway begins. There was a dam that was built first in 1843, and that dam was built primarily in order to, as dams usually are in cities, it was built to produce water power for industry, which it did. But it also backed up a nice lake along the edges of the river so that it was used as for recreational purposes for about 100 years until the water quality deteriorated. But that's another story.
Yeah, for sure. Maybe you could tell us about the River Revitalization Foundation.
Yes, certainly. It is a land trust organization, which means they not only their mission is to acquire land and protect it, but they also help manage the land that they own. And in the case of the Greenway, they actually are partners with the mostly Milwaukee County, which owns the land, and they help manage and steward the Greenway, planting trees, clearing out invasive species, and that sort of thing.
Let's talk about your book here for a bit. You know, when I first received your book, and I've got it right in front of me now, the first thing I did was just kind of page through it and looking at the wonderful photography that you have in the book. And I thought, well, I wouldn't even have to read the copy to know that I would want to participate and, you know, visit this Greenway. But then I read the copy and I thought, well, that even makes it more in mind for me to want to participate over there. How did you get involved in the project?
Well, I've been associated with things like this for quite a long time. For a long while, I was on the board of Milwaukee Riverkeeper, which is one of the organizations that helped create the Greenway. And they are also an advocacy organization for the river. And I have long been very involved in the cleanups of the river and also just in enjoying and recreating along the river and other parts of Milwaukee, of course, too. But it's been a passion of mine not only to enjoy the river, but to share, become kind of an ambassador for Milwaukee's parks and greenways.
You know, as I look at the book, I think it'd be worth it to talk about how you put it. You had a certain structure in mind when you put this together.
Yes. One of the things I do in my artistic practice is to design books. So I did all of the design myself. And as a photographer, much of the design was organized around the imagery. But the structure of the text breaks into four major portions, parts of the book. The history, which leads off the beginning part of the book. The number of parks, there are 12 named parks in the Greenway, so there's a section about the parks. And then the connections, the trails that link all of those things together, including, most importantly, the river itself, which is, in fact, a trail. It's called the Milwaukee Urban Water Trail, which is a nationally identified trail by the federal program. And finally, the end of the book concludes with a section about the wildlife you can now see there, and with a story about the indigenous roots and a return to the Greenway by Native peoples, which I think is one of the most important parts of the story.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one of the things I really liked were the side little comments, the community voice inserts, I think they were, you called them. They're a great addition to the book. Talk about those and why those were important to you.
Yes, thank you very much for mentioning that and bringing it up. I think that I also agree with you that that's one of the most important parts of the structure of the book, and it involves a lot of collaborative effort. There are approximately, I forget the exact number, but about 35 to 38 of those individuals who contributed a story of some sort. In some cases, it's a reflection on their own involvement in creating the Greenway. In other cases, it's merely a story about their enjoyment being along the river, doing things along the river. Some of the people who contributed were very important stakeholders and contributors to the process. Others are just ordinary citizens who happen to have an experience that they wanted to share.
Yeah, there's some really nice writing in that part as well, for sure. Well, let's take a look. I want to do a little history here with you. What did that area look like before European settlers came?
Of course, it looked much more natural. The river was it still is, but the river runs from north to south, roughly parallel to the shores of Lake Michigan for many miles. And right at the point where it's now the Greenway, it digs into a fairly sizable gorge, creates a canyon, which is part of the structure, part of the geography and topography of the site to this day. But the Native Americans used it as a means of transportation to get to the estuary of the three rivers, Milwaukee, Menominee, Kinnickinnick rivers, which was a very important place for them to gather and to take take advantage of the great abundance of wildlife and floral life that was there.
Yeah. Our guest today, Eddie Daniel, Milwaukee-based photographer, writer, and arts educator. He's written a lot of books, but the book we're talking about today is really a fascinating one. It's titled The Milwaukee River Greenway, A Wealth of Nature in the Heart of the City. Have you visited the Greenway? What do you enjoy about the space? Maybe if you're from somewhere else, you have a similar space in your city. Probably wouldn't be as large, but I'd love to hear about that as well. Give a call at 800-642-1234, or you could email us at ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Jill Nadeau, our producer today, Tyler Ditter, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're taking a look at the book, The Milwaukee River Greenway, A Wealth of Nature in the Heart of the City. Eddie Daniels wrote that book, and it's great to have him with us today. And if you have questions or comments for him, I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us, the email address, ideas@wpr.org. Have you visited the Greenway? Comments about it? We'd love to hear from you. Eddie, let's talk about, you've mentioned Indigenous peoples a couple of times. How is the Greenway honoring the Indigenous peoples' contributions to the landscape?
There's no official honoring. The very existence of the Greenway, I think, is the best tribute because it was always a sacred and important gathering place for Indigenous peoples. In fact, there were a number of Indian mounds located along the bluff tops along the western side of the green, what's now the Greenway. Unfortunately, those no longer exist, but this is a return to the importance of identifying the land as a sacred place and a place for people to revere as well as recreate in.
You mentioned the dams as well. As with many rivers in Wisconsin, dams are part of us in use, as you said, for industry in the Milwaukee River. Talk a bit more about how those dams may have affected the river and the whole system in Milwaukee.
The big one at the just between North Avenue and Humboldt Street, was the big dam that created the 2-mile-long lake that once existed behind it. There was, for a much shorter period of time, there was a dam right about where Capitol Drive is now that was also powering a couple of mills that were located there. That one didn't last very long. Floods just damaged the dam, and it was not repairable at the time. So that one disappeared fairly quickly. But the North Avenue Dam created a wide, it filled the basin of the area between the bluffs and created this 2-mile-long lake that was used for recreation, right? For the most part. There was a couple of industries there, but mostly it was left as green space, and there were swimming schools that were developed along the shores. There were boat launches and all kinds of – there were major attractions. I mean, there were beer gardens and even a rather substantial amusement park in what is now Shorewood on the river at Hubbard Park. It went under a number of different names over the years, but it was most well known as Wonderland, a rather enormous enterprise, an amusement park with roller coasters and everything.
Well, when did all that change then?
Yeah, well, that's an important point. And what happened was over some time, there was an increase in pollution for a number of reasons. And by around 1930s to 40, by 1940, the river was so polluted that almost no one wanted to go there. All of the recreational spots closed up, and the place pretty much reverted to a fallow nature, and was left, and people didn't go there, and nothing happened along the rivers for about 70 years.
Man. So what caused the, how did it change then after 70 years, or what was the movement?
Yeah, that's an important point. So you mentioned, and I appreciate your bringing up the River Revitalization Foundation. So that organization was instrumental in helping create the turnaround. They were formed in 1997, approximately. And that was right about the time when the North Avenue Dam was also breached, and the river was left to run freely. People started to consider what to do with the land, and of course, this being a city, there were proposals to create some other kinds of development along the river, but thanks to a number of entities, including River Revitalization Foundation, the Urban Ecology Center, which had been founded in 1991 in Riverside Park along the river, and the Milwaukee Riverkeeper Organization were among others that spearheaded the effort to create a protected area along the rivers that could be enjoyed by the public forever.
We'll take some calls now, and I hope you'll join in with your questions or comments as we move along and talk with our guest today, Eddie Daniel, about his book, The Milwaukee River Greenway. You can reach us at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email us. The email address, ideas@wpr.org. ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. And I believe we have a caller on. Well, I guess we don't have that caller up and ready to go yet. Let's talk about the Greenway itself again. It feels like you're in one condition, a continuous place, but there's actually 11 separate parks together. Talk about that system.
Sure. Most of the park there, I think it's 12, but most of the parks are Milwaukee County parks, but a couple of them are not. The Hubbard Park is a village of Shorewood Park there. And there's a park of the newest park is called Turtle Park. And that one's actually owned by the River Revitalization Foundation. So there are a number of entities which own the land along the Greenway, but they all kind of blend into one another and run together and are tied together by the trails so that it all appears to be one large park. And the most remarkable part of this whole process was that when things started to develop and support started to develop, the land was not just protected. When we think of land protection, we generally think of owning land and keeping it in natural state for the wildlife and for recreation or whatever. But owning land isn't the only goal here. The protection extends to the view, which is a remarkable concept. The concept is the view shed, watershed. The view shed is everything you can see when you're in the space, and here it is on the river. And there are parts of the river in the Greenway where even though you're in the middle of a very densely populated area, you can't even tell that that's true. You can't see the city around you because you're down into the gorge of the riverway, and the view shed has been protected. So with a couple of exceptions of buildings that had been there prior to the creation of the district. It's called an overlay district that protects the view. There are places as you're running down the river, either walking along the river or going down in a boat, where it looks like you're up north somewhere. You're way out of the city, even though you're still right in the heart of Milwaukee.
I just love that park. It's just hard to believe that you can have the amount of land, the amount of open space, the amount of woodland and everything right in the middle of the city. What a lucky, I don't know if you call it a lucky break or if it was something that was, there was a fair amount of luck involved in this in many ways, but obviously also a lot of work, Eddie.
By Milwaukee's eminent historian, John Gerda, and he ends his foreword with that very concept that we are so lucky to have this here and to be able to enjoy it. But as you said, as you kind of implied there, it was way more than luck. Obviously, it took an awful lot of coordinated effort, not only on the part of the advocates, the organizations that were spearheading the advocacy for it, but also the cities and villages that own the land and manage the area, and also government entities, the city of Milwaukee, various the county of Milwaukee, various organizations and agencies that all had to coordinate the effort to protect this property.
I know we've had a few problems with our calls, but I think we're in better shape now. Had a number of people call. If you called and had a problem, give a call back at 800-642-1234 or email us in ideas at WPR.org. And I think we can go to Russ in Belleville. Russ, are you? Russ, we'll get to you in a second. Let's go to Joe and Custer. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Larry. I wonder if you could ask your guest to talk about the suitability of the river along the Greenway for floating with kayak or canoe, specifically about areas for parking, transport vehicles at the beginning and end of the float, portages, and safety of the river.
Sure. I think you're going to like what you hear here, Joe.
I am so glad you asked that question, Joe, because the best way to experience the magical effect of this greenway is by floating down it paddling down it in a kayak or canoe. There are a couple of places you can put in up at the upper reaches of the greenway. Just north of the greenway is Kletch Park. There's a dam at Kletch Park, but you can put in below the dam and make your way all the way down from there. In the greenway, the best place to put in a canoe is Lincoln Park. There's a boat launch on one of the islands in Lincoln Park along the Milwaukee River Parkway, which runs through Lincoln Park. And that's the best place to put in a boat at the top end of the greenway and to run down the river. There is a portage. There's a very low falls at Estabrook Park. And you can see the Estabrook Park beer garden from the water when you get at that point. There's a very low falls, and some boaters, when the water's high enough, actually go over it. But I don't recommend that, especially if you're new to boating. There is a portage there on the right side of the river, and you can avoid the little falls. There are no others. There are a couple of low spots where there's some rapids, and if there hasn't been a lot of rain for a while, some of the spots are actually pretty low, and you might be finding yourself getting out and walking in a couple of spots if the water is especially low. There's what's known as a flume, a rapids area just after the North Avenue Bridge, the narrow spot that used to be right behind the dam. That's the most fun part of the run, if you ask me. There's the standing waves there. And right past that is Turtle Park, and there's a boat landing there where you can take out your boat.
So perfect. And if Joe, if you get a copy of the Milwaukee River Greenway book, you're going to and look at the photos in there, you're going to want to get over there with your kayak sooner than later. I'm pretty sure of that. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate it. Russ in Belleville, we'll go to you. Hi, Russ.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I live near Madison, and I'm an avid biker and also a hiker. Is there a trail system that would take me the length of the entire River Greenway that you've been talking about?
Yes, there is. Again, a fantastic question, because there the length of the Greenway, as I say, is almost 8 miles, and there is on the East Bank, there's what's known as the East Bank Trail. There is a trail that runs the entire distance right along the edge of the river, for most of it, from the North Avenue Dam, where it used to be a dam, along the East Bank, all the way underneath all of the bridges, so you never have to go on a road, up until it gets to Lincoln Park. It comes up away from the river at Lincoln Park and goes off street, but on the paved Oak Leaf Trail at that point. So, but between North Avenue and Lincoln Park, it's all riparian dirt trail right along the river. It's really a beautiful hike.
Yeah.
And there are other trails. There are looping trails for people who aren't going to do a through hike. Each of the bridges, there's the North Avenue Bridge, the Locust Street Bridge, the Capitol Drive Bridge, and the Port Washington Bridge. And there are loops along both sides between each of those bridges that are really nice shorter hikes.
There you go. Thanks very much, Russ, for calling. Appreciate it. And Annette in Green Bay, appreciate having you with us as well. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi. Great show. I love hearing about these kinds of green experiences. And I was wondering if the idea for all of this might have, you know, Milwaukee has such a strong German influence, and maybe it goes earlier or later than that. But in Germany, there are a lot of cities that have green circles or green park systems that are linear. And I'm thinking, for example, the city of Cologne, which runs along the Rhine River, is very densely populated, very urban. But they decided, I think after World War II, that they were going to establish kind of a half ring of parks and woods, I mean, dense woods. And so if you look at an aerial view of Cologne, you can see there's this green circle, half circle, at least on the east side, or the west side, rather. And they now call it the green lung, you know, because it provides fresh air. And I'm wondering from a climate change perspective, if more cities shouldn't think of this in terms of, you know, long-term sustainability and resilience, you know, to what we're going to be facing.
Yeah.
I would highly recommend that cities everywhere consider that concept. I think it's very important. And if you look at Milwaukee, we call our system the Emerald Necklace, but there is a system of parkways, not just the Milwaukee River Greenway is one of the parkway systems in Milwaukee. The other is the Menominee River Parkway and the Kinnickinnick River Parkway and the Root River Parkway. We actually have four rivers in Milwaukee County, and each of them has parkway systems along it that form the kind of encircling that you're describing, which is just a wonderful thing for the community.
Yeah, and I think Annette might be right, you know, in terms of climate and everything else and green trees and other plants providing great oxygen for us all. Yep, absolutely. Annette, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Jim in Glendale, let's go to you. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I wanted to congratulate Eddie on his book. I know Eddie. I'm a photographer myself. We have been living on the river in a small little cottage just west of I-43, And every winter, there remains an open area of water that it contracts as it gets colder, but it never seems to freeze over. And we have an abundance of Canadian geese and other kinds of, even golden eye and mergansers are in there diving. And I'm wondering if there is a spring there, or if there are lots of springs that feed into the Milwaukee River at different locations.
Well, that's a very interesting question. I wish I had a definitive answer for you. I know there are a number of sources, you know, creek sources and drainage sources that feed into the river. I am not aware of whether there are springs in these. I'm very familiar with the section you're describing, Jim, but I am not aware of springs. I wish I could tell you.
Interesting. Well, maybe somebody else knows, and they'll call in and let us know. Let's go to Steve in Waukesha. Hi, Steve. Steve, are you there? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I felt compelled to call in because I've been along the river a little bit, and we went to a beer garden for a wedding there right on the river, and it was just a urban oasis. It was beautiful to see bluffs and that, and I also recently went to Bradford Beach and Lake Park, so just gorgeous gems in the heart of Milwaukee. That was my comment.
Oh, thank you, Steve. Well, Steve's right, isn't he, Eddie?
Oh, absolutely. I love it when I hear people say things like that, because it just affirms what I believe myself.
Let's talk about the wildlife that you're going to see and some of the fish life. I mean, sturgeon have returned, for example.
Yeah, sturgeon. That is an amazing story, and what a coincidence. So the sturgeon, for the one or two people in the state of Wisconsin who might not know this already, sturgeon is a major native fish, and it's a huge, ancient fish. They grow up to 5 or 6 feet long when they're allowed to. And they used to be native to the Milwaukee River, but of course the dam at North Avenue prevented them from migrating back up the river. Well, the dam was taken out in 1997. The dam was actually opened in 1990. And so fish were able to start swimming up. Now, you know, the water quality still wasn't that wonderful at that point. But taking out the dam was the first step. The second step was that a nature center called River Edge Nature Center, which is located farther up the river in Newburgh, has started a program 15 years ago of reintroducing the sturgeon into the Milwaukee River. They grew hatchlings in a fish hatchery. They grew the hatchlings up to the age where they can be released, and they released sturgeons into the river, and with the hope that eventually these sturgeons would find their way back up and create a native population once again. Well, it's 15 years later, and this year was the first year that it was proven. They caught and tagged a sturgeon, caught and identified a tagged sturgeon that had been released from River Edge Nature Center, and it was well up into the Greenway when they caught it. This was the Wisconsin DNR that went out there one day and caught. They actually caught three sturgeons. One of the three was tagged. And that story was written up by Paul Smith of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and that also was reprinted in our book. So it's one of the best stories. And what a coincidence. The book went to print in June of 2021, and this story appeared in the Journal Sentinel in April, so just before I had to send this off to the printer.
There it was. Well, that was pretty good timing for sure. Lisa in Whitefish Bay emailed, the Milwaukee River Greenway path is closed at Hampton Avenue. The bridge is being reconstructed. Not sure if canoes and kayaks are allowed through the area during construction. Just a comment.
Yeah, that's obviously an important thing to be aware of. I didn't mention that when I talked about the 8-mile hike that you can take along the east bank. That is interrupted currently by the construction of the I-43 bridge. And I'm not sure what the timeline is. The bridge has been reconstructed, but the work is still going on. And I don't know how long that area will be closed. As far as taking a boat down, obviously we're not going to be doing that anytime soon, but probably by spring, I wouldn't be surprised if boats are still able to go down as it is now, but I don't know that offhand. But I would be surprised if you can't start boating it once the season begins again.
And Amy in Milwaukee emailed to ask if there's a place to rent kayaks along the river, or do you have to bring your own?
That's a wonderful question. There isn't a kayak rental place in the Greenway itself. However, there is a place where you can borrow one. If you are in the area and you don't already know about the Urban Ecology Center, I highly recommend not only learning about them, but becoming a member. It's a very inexpensive membership. I think it's $35 a year. And you can rent canoes and kayaks from borrow. You don't have to pay a fee, but as a member, you can borrow equipment, including boats and in the winter cross-country skis, just for being a member. And you have to have your own way to take the boat where you're going from upstream to downstream. But they do offer a place to borrow them. There are rental companies farther down in the estuary part of the Milwaukee River. There's a couple, and you can paddle around against the current.
And Bill wonders the name of the land trust that takes care of the Greenway. I think we lost Eddie. Oh, nuts. Well, I tell you what, we were coming up to time at any point, but I hope you have a chance to take a look at the book. We have a link on the Larry Mueller Show site, ideas@WPR.org/Larry. Go there, and you're going to get a link to the book and to how to get copies of it. It's the book title, The Milwaukee River Greenway, A Wealth of Nature in the Heart of the City. And Eddie Daniel is the author of the book. Eddie, by the way, spelled with two D's and two E's, so E-D-D-E-E, Eddie Daniel. And the book, The Milwaukee River Greenway. Take a look at it. You're going to be inspired, I can tell you that. To go over there and take a visit, for sure. And I'm pretty sure you're going to be inspired by our next guest as well. The Wetlands Science Conference is coming up. We'll talk about that. And we're also going to talk about wetlands a bit and the work the Oneida Nation is doing to protect and restore watersheds on their land. That coming up next. I'm Larry Mueller.